Here's Blake Berman, moderator of The Hill and the chief Washington correspondent at News Nation. Hi, Blake. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning from the University of Alabama.
Yeah, how did it go last night? What's your overall thought this morning?
I thought it was great. I mean, look, I first off, I think the country got to see what we're all about at News Nation and what we've built and what we're doing and where we're going. So that was fantastic. From a personal level, but on the politics side of things, it went kind of the way I thought it would go, which is an attempt on the stage of the three candidates not named Nikki Haley going after Nikki Haley, and the reason for that is because she's the one that's had the rise here amongst the other non-Trump candidates in the last couple months or so, and the reality is Donald Trump is up 50 points, 45, 50 points, however you want to look at it, on everyone who was up on the stage last night. And so if you're one of those four, your goal has to be to separate yourself from the others on the stage so that you can eventually make the case, hey, I'm the one that's best positioned to take on Trump. And, the first question was to Ron DeSantis and about electability, and he turned it right on Haley right at the beginning, right? I don't think it really mattered what the question was going to be. It just went to show that, he was going to try early and often to try to draw a distinction between himself and Haley and to try to push those poll numbers and that support from Haley back down.
Yeah, I noticed that. It was kind of telling maybe when they said it was a fairly lengthy question by Megyn Kelly. And she said, everybody thought you were going to be the guy and it hasn't happened. So what makes us think or you think that you can still be the guy? And suddenly he just started attacking Nikki Haley on a gender issue about kids in schools and rights to make decisions. And I thought, I didn't know we were even talking about this. And I'm surprised that that's your opening statement, Mr. DeSantis. But
well,
it was.
Yeah, no, I wasn't surprised at all. I thought exactly that's kind of the way it would play out. I mean, look, it was a great question, to ask one of the key questions about Ron DeSantis. But I was joking a little while ago. They could have asked Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, or they could have asked Nikki Haley, what her favorite color was, and Ron DeSantis probably would have said, why that was a terrible answer and why she couldn't be president of the United States. That was just the game plan going in.
She would have said, my favorite color is blue. And he would have said, no, you said it's pink. And then they would have gotten a disagreement about what she said, which is exactly what happened in that exchange.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and says, no, that's not what I said. I said this. And so right away you had that credibility issue for the two of them. I don't think there were any surprises in terms of tenor or position. Would you agree with me on that?
Surprise, sure. I think the one thing we did see last night is Vivek Ramaswamy continuing to move further and further right in trying to align himself more and more with Donald Trump. January 6th was an inside job. The government lied to you about 9/11 and big tech stole the election. One of the questions for, going forward is, does that represent and does that play within the Republican Party on a wide scale, on a wide scale?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that just simply moving toward a certain faction within the Republican Party? Or is that just flat out fringe? Right. And so that answer from Vivek Ramaswamy, I thought was fairly revealing. And I think if anything that was, again, not necessarily surprising, but I guess more revealing was sort of where Vivek Ramaswamy is going. And, you got to have, I think there are real questions about his path going
forward.
Well,
we didn't know anything about Vivek Ramaswamy until he became a candidate, but I do think...
Yeah, look, it's a great point. I mean, 10 months ago or 6 months ago, who would have known who Vivek Ramaswamy was, right?
No.
So it is absolutely remarkable. Strip the politics from it. It is absolutely remarkable that an entrepreneur in his mid-30s, who is, by the way, very successful, very wealthy, could say, I'm going to run for president of the United States. And he hit double digits earlier this year in the Republican primary. He went from who's this guy to getting real support and to being one of the final, call it five, four on the stage and then plus Trump in this primary. So, hats off to him. I mean, it's a pretty remarkable rise, but looking forward, I think there are real questions about where he stands within the party.
So maybe no surprises on the stage last night from him, but you're right. He is a surprising candidate, both in how he came from anonymity for most of us to where he is, but also some of the things that come out of his mouth. He is a really smart, eloquent guy, and he says crazy stuff. He says stuff that's not true or just incomprehensible, and he does it so well and so fast, he almost gets away with it. And one wonders if Donald Trump, for some reason, is not a viable candidate, who on that stage would be next? Would it be Vivek Ramaswamy, who is Donald Trump small, or is it Nikki Haley, who is the more sober, somber, serious of the ones on stage?
If you look at the polling, and we released News Nation Decision Desk HQ polling earlier this week, when you add up first and second place preferences, it is clearly Ron DeSantis has the higher
still.
You know, I want them to be the nominee, or if it's not, you know, they're my first choice isn't there.
Right.
Who's my second choice? So from that view, the polls would tell you that DeSantis is best positioned. But, you know, if it's not Trump, then who knows why it's not Trump, what the world looks. I mean, it's probably because of legal issues, but, you know, who knows where everything is within the Republican Party at that point in time.
That's such a wild card. Blake, let me ask you this. Do you think any of them are vying for the vice presidency up there, or is that some other governor or legislator that's not on the stage?
So Chris Christie's clearly a no. His campaign is staked on making sure that Donald Trump is not the Republican nominee. Nikki Haley, it's an open question. Would she take it? Would he take her? You know, we have folks on the Hill all the time go back and forth on that. I think that's fairly fluid. Ron DeSantis, I mean, he's still the sitting governor of Florida. Would you give that up for the vice presidency? I think, of course. But I think, you know, Donald Trump and his team has made it very clear that they are trying to end and bury Ron DeSantis in this process. You know, Donald Trump views Ron DeSantis as someone who is not loyal, and once you sort of cross that in Trump's eyes, I think that sort of crosses everything. So I don't know. I mean, it's a conversation that Trump is probably going to have to start having here in the upcoming months, especially if he nails Iowa and South Carolina and this thing is done with before Super Tuesday. Then it becomes a real question for him. But I mean, he's got to secure the nomination first.
Yep, that will happen, I suppose. I mean, somebody's going to secure it, and then they'll announce who their running mate would be. It's not going to be Mike Pence. And he doesn't need Vivek Ramaswamy. He already has a lot of those position points. And maybe it'd be a Carrie Lake out in Arizona who still seems to be trying to stay in his good graces and is a female and blah, blah, blah. But remains to be seen. Well, congratulations to all of you folks. I think it was really a well-executed debate. Was nice, interesting, and put it this way, it was different to see three women firing the questions, and I know it was a technological marvel. You're in Tuscaloosa. It was being produced here in Chicago. Nice going, Blake. Tell that to the gang over there.
We will. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. You know, if you haven't checked us out at News Nation, please do, and I'll see you 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 Central on the Hill later tonight.
You bet. The moderator of The Hill and the Washington chief correspondent at News Nation. The entirety of that debate, by the way, is an easy click at newsnationnow.com.